this is Sassy Strawberry, reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋, by Meng Si Shi, Chapter 94, translated by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. Drinking this spoonful would naturally not go against either the laws of nature or his code of ethics. However, since it was displayed in front of everyone who was watching, drinking it would paint him in an embarrassing and distressing light. Any normal person would choose to keep their mouth closed. Shen Xiao had a vague feeling that ever since he and Yan Wuxi had met again at the Huang residence, the latter's attitude towards him seemed to have undergone some subtle and elusive changes. If one were to say that the other man had previously harbored extremely malicious, even murderous intentions towards him, then it seems as if this time round, Yan Wuxi was even more interested in watching him make a fool of himself and fall into various awkward and embarrassing situations. However, Shen Xiao could not figure out the reason behind the other's change in attitude. Hence, he could only assume that Yan Wuxi had simply found another way to entertain himself.
Atiao, I remember that you enjoy eating fish. This fish is very fresh and very tender. I'm sure it would be to your taste.
As if to validate Shen Xiao's conjecture, Yan Wuxi's current expression bore an extremely fascinated smile. No matter how one looked at it, the smile appeared detestable. Both of them stared at one another for some time. Even the onlookers caught whiff of something that was not right. Shen Xiao slowly replied, "Many thanks for Yan Zongzhu's kindness. However, this humble Taoist is neither disabled nor lacking limbs. Hence, let's not have Yan Zongzhu waste his hard-won promise on this." Yan Wuxi raised an eyebrow.
"Atiao, a person like you always keeps his promises. It can't possibly be that you would break your word and refuse such a tiny request."
Shen Xiao felt a flash of ingenuity. "That is because Yan Zongzhu was the first to prove his words to be false.
Yan Wuxi, when did I ever break my word?"
Shen Xiao replied, "Yan Zongzhu's memory is really too poor. Didn't you very clearly state in the past that you only need opponents and not friends? How is it that all of a sudden, this humble Taoist has now become an intimate and close friend of yours?"
Yan Wuxi said with a smile, "That is not me reneging on my words. It is just that times and situations have changed. At the time, I truly felt that way. However, a person's viewpoint can change over time. When Atiao was 3 years old, whenever you would see Tang Ren, you wouldn't be able to walk away from it. Would the current Atiao also be so enamored as to not be able to move at the sight of Tang Ren?"
Shen Xiao snorted once. "I know there are some people who indeed cannot move at the sight of Tang Ren." What he was describing was precisely what had happened to Xie Ling before. However, Yan Wuxi deliberately misinterpreted Shen Xiao's words as he allowed a surprised expression to show on his face.
"Is that so? Are there really people who have such strong and lasting attachments? Then wouldn't such a person be extremely suitable as a close and dear friend?"
"How can this person be so shameless? He would always manage to find a way to justify himself and his actions." Shen Xiao knew that deep down, no matter what, he wouldn't be able to come out on top in a debate, seeing that there were others watching them. He couldn't help but feel his face grow warm. He suddenly felt that this was all extremely childish and hurriedly spoke in a whisper. "In such a public situation, Yan Zongzhu should comport himself with some dignity. If you still have any disagreements, we can discuss them when we get back."
Yan Wuxi smiled. "I was just asking you to eat a spoonful of fish. How is that a failure to conduct myself with self-respect?"
After speaking, he still proceeded to move the spoonful of soup towards Shen Xiao. Shen Xiao retreated backwards and raised his hand to deflect it. However, Yan Wuxi's movements were imperceptible. He flipped his wrist,
and the spoon suddenly appeared in his other hand, which he then held out towards Shen Qiao. It was apparent that he was determined to accomplish this. The two people's bodies did not appear to move at all, yet their sleeves fluttered in the air. In an instant, they'd already exchanged numerous blows. The onlookers were stunned at this display, their eyes wide and mouths agape. Most of them still did not understand what was going on. Zhao Shiying was pondering on whether she should step in and persuade both parties to cease their fighting. On the other hand, several of Bi Xiazhong's disciples took it as a rare learning opportunity. Hence, they paid close attention to the movements of the two, greatly fearing that they would miss out on something if their attention waned for even a moment. When the two had first started fighting, Shi Wu had wanted to get up to persuade them against it. However, he was held back by Yu Wensong. Yu Wensong said, "Shi Xiong might want to look more closely. Shi Zun and Yan Zongzhu are just sparring. They're not actually fighting each other. Otherwise, this place would have long been turned upside down by their fighting. Why else would they sit still as peacefully as a mountain?" Shi Wu was worried. But things were clearly fine earlier. Why would they suddenly start fighting? Yu Wensong stared at Tu's movements and said in an indifferent tone, "Perhaps Yan Zongzhu found something about Shi Zun that was not pleasing to the eye. As a result, he is deliberately picking a fight with him?" Shi Wu was startled by this. How could Yan Zongzhu find Shi Zun not pleasing to the eye? Yu Wensong had always behaved like an old soul. However, it did not mean that he understood every matter in full, nor could he always explain the whys and hows of the matter. He could only shake his head at Shi Wu's words. Shi Zun seemed to have given him the cold shoulder just now, which is why he became displeased. Shi Wu suddenly had a realization as he carefully reflected upon these words. However, he still thought that there was something that didn't feel right. The two people fought hand to hand. Each blow that they exchanged back and forth was extremely wonderful and exciting sight. The crowd was unable to tear their eyes away as they watched so intently that they had forgotten why the fight started in the first place. Yan Wuxi held a spoonful of soup with one hand and only used his wrist and upper arm in the exchange of blows. His other arm took the opportunity to flick little peanuts on the table towards Shi Wu like bullets. Upon seeing this, Shen Qiao instinctively wanted to help shield Shi Wu. The sleeves of his robe were wide and large as he made a downwards beat of his hand and a subsequent rolling movement. It was extremely beautiful and comfortable to watch. And it brought with it a uniquely Taoist sense of leisure and freedom, which caused the viewers' minds and bodies to relax both mentally and physically. It was not only the Bi Xiazhong disciples. Even Zhao Chiying and Ye Kunshi's faces held expressions of praise and admiration. However, in that instant, Yan Wuxi reached out and tangled his arm around the other person's waist as he brought the spoon to the other's mouth. He used the hand behind Shen Xiao's waist to tap at a particular acupoint. Shen Xiao unconsciously tried to avoid the move by arching his body, but it was in this moment that he let down his guard and thus a spoonful of fish slipped into his mouth. The entire act was performed in a single breath as not to give Shen Xiao any opportunity to strike a blow. Upon seeing that he had roughly achieved his goals and the timing was right, Yan Wuxi retreated as he smiled. "Shen Daozhang, it is really insincere to say something you don't mean. Since you wanted to eat it, why did you make a show of declining it and have me needlessly expend so much energy? Wouldn't it have been better if you just opened your mouth?"
"This is simply..."
Shen Xiao swallowed down the fish with great difficulty. He was torn between wanting to leave the banquet in a fit of rage and immediately attacking the other party. The former option would have been discourteous to the host of the feast, and the latter option would have made it seem like he was making a big fuss about an inconsequential matter. However, this was simply utterly shameless. If even this could be tolerated, then what would be considered intolerable? Could it be that I, Shen Qiao, have an appearance of someone who is easily bullied and of someone who should be manipulated and treated like a plaything in the palm of your hand? Shen Qiao's face clouded with anger. This time, he was truly furious. However, he did not lose his temper. Nor did he attack the other on the spot, as it would put Zhao Chiying in a difficult position. Thus, he only nodded. Yin Zongzhu's skills are on another level. I am truly not your match. Thank you for enlightening me with your advice. He then raised his cup in tribute to Zhao Chiying. Many thanks to Zhao Zongzhu for taking care of Shi Wu while I was away. My alcohol tolerance is poor, and hence I will use tea in lieu of wine to offer a toast and pay my respects to Zhao Zongzhu. Zhao Chiying swept a glance at Yan Wuxi. The latter had a faint smile on his face. It was unclear whether he was smiling in joy or in anger. His emotions were too difficult to interpret. She heartily exclaimed, Shen Daozhang is too modest. You have performed a great kindness for Bi Xiazong. We are on mutually friendly terms, so this small matter is really nothing to take seriously. Never mind one Shi Wu. Even if 10 of him came, Bi Xiazong would still be able to care for them. If we even consider how much food one consumes, then Shi Wu even eats slightly less than Zhou Yeshu. Shi Wu blushed. How can you compare something like this? Zhou Jiejie is older than I. When the others saw his appearance, they couldn't help but burst into laughter. Just like that, the tension from the earlier commotion disappeared entirely, dissipating like smoke and scattering like clouds. After the banquet's conclusion, Shen Qiao, Zhao Chiying, and the rest took their respective leaves. Shi Wu and Yu Wensong were brought to their respective houses to rest. After settling them in, Shen Qiao returned to his house. However, he saw that there was a person standing in front of his door. With the moon shining brightly and the lanterns hanging under the eaves, the other person's facial features were clearly illuminated. Shen Qiao's anger had not yet subsided. He did not want to speak to this person at all. In his heart, he thought, even if I can't afford to provoke him, I can at least avoid him. Hence, he immediately turned on his heels to leave. However, the other party's movements were faster than his. Shen Qiao had barely taken a step before his upper arm had been firmly grasped. Shen Qiao tugged his arm away and stood still, his face devoid of expression. Yan Zongzhu, please have some self-respect. Qing zizhong. Yan Wuxi replied while smiling. Are you angry? Shen Qiao did not respond. Yan Wuxi said, I was just teasing you for fun. I didn't bear any malicious intentions. If you are angry, I will apologize and make amends. Shen Qiao said in a muffled voice, I really can't afford to accept Yan Zongzhu's apology. First you said you didn't want any friends. Then you said that this humble Taoist was not qualified to be your friend. I accepted that. Later when I saved you, it was only due to your close ties with Yu Wenyong, because only when the Zhou dynasty is at peace can the state of the northern lands also be stable. There are no private feelings nor sentiments behind my actions, and I've never expected you to show gratitude or for you to reciprocate this kindness. Since your injuries have mostly recovered, then we should each go our separate ways. As the leader of Huan Yue Zong, Yan Zongzhu has his sunlit path, and this humble Taoist has his single plank bridge to walk on. This humble Taoist has naught but the wind in his sleeves and nothing to his name. So I wonder, why and how am I worthy of Yan Zongzhu's favorable treatment that you would repeatedly attempt to make things difficult for me? I ask Yan Zongzhu not to hesitate in enlightening this humble Taoist so I can do something about it. He had been greatly influenced by Qi Feng Ge. In addition to his own gracious and magnanimous nature, he treated people with both generosity and tolerance and would always interact with others, bearing nothing but the utmost kindness and goodwill. Even when it came to those who had the deepest enmity, such as Yu Ai, who had caused him a great deal of harm, After Shen Xiao had worked through his sadness and rage, he chose not to spend every day and night gritting his teeth, nor did he wish ill will or misfortune on the other party. Yan Wushi was the only exception. Ever since he had fallen down the cliff, their fates had been closely entangled. The gratitude and resentment shared between them were not things that could be easily broken down into who owed whom more. After having been bitten by a snake once, one would fear the ropes for 10 years. Shen Xiao had truly wanted to avoid him. Out of sight, out of mind. However, this unexpectedly backfired, and until now he couldn't wrap his mind around it. There were millions in this world who were more outstanding and more beautiful than Shen Xiao, who were even in more abject and tragically dire straits than him. Yet why does Yan Wushi insist on clinging onto him and him alone, refusing to let him be? All these deep-rooted and unpleasant experiences had been piling up for a long time. Within his heart, he suddenly felt an aggrieved and irritable feeling, one that was too complex to put into words. Shen Xiao only felt exhausted in both body and mind. However, this aggrieved and depressed expression looked utterly lovable in Yan Wuxi's eyes. Even at this moment, the originally spirited and enthusiastic curve of his lips became unconsciously colored with the tenderness of the moonlight. It was just that this gentleness was so subtle that it was imperceptible. Naturally, Shen Xiao didn't catch sight of it. When did this venerable one make things difficult for you? If I truly wished to embarrass you, I would have employed much more ruthless and vicious methods. Why would I then need to make such harmless jokes? Shen Xiao was furious. How can this be considered harmless? With so many eyes watching you, you actually... Rage swelled within his heart, causing his speech to become clumsy as his words failed him. Yan Wuxi burst into laughter. All right. I will apologize and ask for forgiveness. Don't be angry anymore. How about letting this venerable one personally make you a bowl of soup in recompense? Shen Xiao turned his head away. No need for that. Yan Wuxi pulled him along. Even if the words I had spoken in the past had hurt your feelings, there is nothing that can be done about it. Words that have been spoken are like water that has been poured out. There is no way to take them back. This venerable one can't act like a child and spend my days wallowing in remorse. You are an enlightened master of Taoism. Would you be like those mediocre and vulgar people, unable to forgive and forget and persistently clinging onto the past? Everyone says that Shi Daozhang is magnanimous and tolerant and does not dwell on past mistakes and grievances. How is it then that you treat this venerable one so differently? Could it be that this is the fate they speak of in legends? Yuan Fen. Shen Xiao laughed in anger. Nie Yuan ba. A doomed fate, perhaps? Yan Wuxi was unperturbed. Whether it is tragic fate, Nie Yuan, or harmonious union, Liang Yuan, they are both Yuan. Nonetheless, your Taoism speaks of acting in accordance with destiny, or Yuan Fa. So how is it that you yourself do not understand the concept of going with the flow and letting nature take its course? Shen Xiao retorted, in my opinion, your name shouldn't be Yan Wuxi. Yan Wuxi replied, then what should it be? Shen Xiao sneered. Call yourself Zong You Li. No matter what, you're always able to justify anything. Yan Wuxi guffawed loudly. Shen Xiao was forcibly dragged into the kitchen. The cook had used the kitchen earlier in the afternoon, and there were still some fresh leftovers. Yan Wuxi said, wait 15 minutes. Shen Xiao slightly frowned. I'm not hungry. Yan Wuxi didn't even turn his head and replied, that's true. You are so angry that you're already full from it. Shen Xiao choked at this. Yan Wuxi's movements were indeed quick. he used his neili to light a fire and fan the flames at a greater heat, thereby achieving a better result, despite only using half as much effort. The water boiled quickly. The fish meat and raw egg paste, which were blended well and kneaded into balls, then placed into the water for cooking. After sprinkling some scallions and salt, two bowls of piping hot fishball soup was ready to be served. Martial arts experts also needed to eat and sleep. No matter how noble Yan Wuxi's status was, when traveling it was not always possible to bring a servant along. As such, it was necessary for him to be able to prepare his own food. When the two of them were previously seeking refuge from disaster, Shen Xiao had already witnessed his culinary skills, hence at this time, he was not particularly surprised. Shen Xiao scooped up a fishball and put it in his mouth, and discovered that it indeed tasted pretty good. Although his anger had not fully subsided, he could not, in good conscience, say that this wasn't delicious. Thus, he ducked his head down and continued eating silently. Suddenly, the other party passed his own spoon over. Shen Xiao asked, "What are you doing?" Yan Wuxi replied, "Aren't I apologizing and making amends to you?" Shen Xiao was confused. So he asked, "Then why give me a spoon?" Yan Wuxi replied with a laugh, "When I fed you before, you were unhappy about it, so now I'll let you feed me. Each of us gets a turn." "Is that not fair?"
Shen Xiao.
Right now, what he really wanted to do was append this bowl of fishball soup onto the other person's head. Although life at Bi Xiazhong was comfortable and uneventful, time still flew by quickly. With Zhao Qiying and the others as witnesses, Shen Xiao allowed Yu Wensong to formally go through the apprenticeship ceremony. While he was personally instructing his disciples, he still made sure to continue his own martial arts training. As the days went by, his neili gradually approached the level that he was at in the past. There even seemed to be faint signs of an impending breakthrough. Although Zhao Qiying was worried about the Bi Xiazhong undergoing a period of disconnect between the green and yellow, or Qing Huang Bu Jie, she was well aware that right now, the most important matter at hand was to properly instruct Fan Yuanbai, Zhou Yexue, and the other disciples. In order to avoid a scenario where the existing saplings were neglected and wasted, even before they had found talents like beautiful jade. With two experts such as Yan Wuxi and Shen Xiao present, it was inevitable that she would have higher expectations on her sex disciples. With her requirements becoming stricter, everyone cried bitterly, and could only plead for help from Ye Kunshi. The soft-hearted Ye Kunshi found himself stuck in a quandary between his shimei and his disciples. Every day he was placed in a troubling and exhausting situation, trapped in a constant state of panic and chaos. Yan Wuxi also seemed to put down his roots in Bi Xiazhong. He did not mention a single word about taking his leave, and Bi Xiazhong would definitely not be able to chase him away. In any case, Yan Wuxi would provide them with guidance and instruction in martial arts, even if said guidance was accompanied by mocking sarcasm and contemptuous ridicule that was even sharper than a knife, and the Bi Xiazhong was forced to grin and bear it. While there was neither sun nor moon within the deep mountains, the areas outside the mountains have undergone numerous changes. After Yu Wenyun had grasped the reins of power, he granted Xue Ting Chan Shi the title of Guo Shi, which showed his great support for Buddhism. Under the guise of seeking blessings on his mother's behalf, he renovated the Buddhist temples on a large scale. The Buddhist faction's power and influence, which had suffered a great blow during Yu Wenyong's reign, gradually rose to prominence once more. On the other hand, Yu Wenyun also heavily favored He Huanzong. He imitated the previous emperor's favoritism and reliance towards Huan Yuezong, and allowed He Huanzong's forces to infiltrate the court and monitor the officials. He also permitted both the He Huanzong and Buddhist faction to gather their forces in the Jianghu for their own benefit. Under such circumstances, Both the Buddhist faction and He Huanzong seized the opportunity to expand their power however they wished, starting from Chang'an and spreading towards the north. Under their coercion and force, many martial arts sects that were either small or medium in size had either taken refuge with and thrown in their lots with the Buddhist faction or were assimilated into the He Huanzong. Lin Yin Si, Du Yun Zhai, and all the other Buddhist sects which were fairly unknown in the Jianghu were quietly taken over by the imperial court like a thief in the night, thereby placing them under direct jurisdiction of the Guoshi. The small martial arts sects like Tao Hua Wu and Ping Shan Tang were utterly decimated by the He Huanzong. Even more prestigious and well-known sects such as the Zhongnan Pai fragmented and fell apart upon their sect leader's demise and were ultimately forced to submit themselves to the He Huanzong. Almost overnight, the Buddhist factions and He Huanzong, like a force of destruction cutting down withered grass and dead wood, swiftly expanded their power and influence. They became colossal behemoths. After half a year, all the predictions that Yan Wuxi had hypothesized in the past had become reality.